in some cases seem to defy science a little later. We're going to hear about a British boy who was born with only the smallest of brains and given no real chance of survival. Well, he's just turned four. He's thriving. His brain has completely regrown from about 2% the size of a normal brain to 80% now. Really quite amazing. We'll be telling you that story in about 20 minutes' time.
Britain and the story of Noah Wall, who was born with practically no brain. At birth, a scan revealed that he had less than 2% of a normal brain and wasn't expected to live long.
Yeah, and this really is absolutely incredible. 4 years on, Noah is thriving. He is paralyzed from the chest down, but he has learned to use the little brain he was born with. And amazingly, his brain has started to grow back, or at least in appearance. Newsday's Lawrence Pollard has spoken to Noah's parents, Michelle and Rob Wall, on what they had to face during the pregnancy and how Noah came along.
Going for a scan and being told that there is something wrong with your baby and trying to sort of take that in mentally was just horrendous.
The way that the story is explained, Noah's amazing story, is in percentages. It's 2% to 80% of brain size and use. Can you explain what does that actually mean?
He's got basically a very thin piece of brain that runs right the way around his head. And I asked, you know, sort of, how would you measure that? You know, is it 10%? Is it 6%? And they said I'd go with the 2%.
So there was 2% of the brain mass of what a newborn child should have.
Yep.
And the rest was all fluid, fluid behind his eyes, just fluid everywhere.
Okay, so how do we reach 80%? What does that 80% mean?
80%, there's still a core of fluid in the centre of Noah's brain, but that's surrounded by a mass of brain.
For a non-scientist, this borders on the miraculous. How can it actually happen?
His brain did grow in the womb. When he was first diagnosed, he was diagnosed with a porencephalic destructive cyst, which is a mouthful.
It is. Well done.
So that basically, when he had one of his scans, the back left quarter of his brain had been destroyed. And then at a later date, we went back for another scan, and the back right quarter of his brain had been destroyed, we were told.
So in effect, what you're saying is that the brain's developed like a muscle or grown like a flower. How do you think of it? What's gone on?
I'm still in shock, to be honest. When we were shown the MRI scan in black and white, and on one side it showed Noah's 2% brain, and on the other side it showed this huge brain had grown, and albeit there was still fluid in there, which Noah calls his love heart, because it is very much like a little love heart of fluid. It's huge. You know, we had this little baby that we brought home and we just absolutely adored and loved and kissed and hugged. And we were up night and day with turning him, making sure he was comfortable, you know, bed sores, things like that he's never had. We've just cared for him 24/7 because we absolutely adore him. He's such a gift of life.
And when the scientists see it, what do they say?
Baffled. When we went down to the Imperial College in London, they looked and said, you know, how can this be?
Part of it is because it's hydrocephalus, obviously. Part of it's because he's got a shunt fitted, which drains fluid away. But all the neuroscience that people that we've talked to are absolutely amazed at the recovery he's had.
I think it's teaching him daily, you know, to do things. I think independence is a major thing for Noah. He had a wheelchair from the age of one, and he actually wheeled himself backwards and forwards at the age of 1 year old himself. And I feel that along with, you know, the sensory stimulation as well. We have a sensory room for Noah, which is incredible.
We tried to give him as many different experiences as possible, and we think that has engaged him, made his brain develop new pathways.
I don't think we know enough about the brain. I'm just grateful that we have an opportunity to spend time, you know, with Noah, that Noah is here, and we can learn so much from Noah.
I think it's also the power of positivity.
Yeah.
If you're positive and you're driven, you want to do something, you will achieve it. And hopefully that's something we've passed on to Noah. if medical science can learn from Noah's brain, if that can help other people in the future, then that's got to be a great legacy.
But this is really important, isn't it? Because if he's got part of his brain missing, that means he shouldn't be able to do certain things, but it might mean that part of the brain could be trained to do things that originally we don't think it's intended to do.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing is what you feed yourself. You know, omega-3 has a massive effect on the brain. No junk food. He's never had any fizzy pop. He's never had anything. He likes chocolate, don't get me wrong.
He's allowed treats.
He's allowed treats, you know.
If he can be independent and look after himself in the future, then that's all we can ask for.
So what's the lesson? I mean, I'm hearing a lesson of hope, of love, scientific progress for the future.
Yes.
Yeah, that's they're all interlinked. Love plays a big part.
Massive.
It's a word that's bandied about. We all take it for granted, or some people don't get it. I think if you have love for somebody, you do whatever needs
whatever
to be done.
It takes, yeah.
And that love is not just a physical thing. I think it goes deeper.
He's just
It's incredible the way he deals with everything. He is a happy boy.
Noah's had plaster cast from the waist down to his ankles. He's actually had his femur broken. He can't sit up. He can't use a wheelchair. In total, he will have been in plaster cast, lay flat, for 11 weeks.
And he's still smiling.
And he's still smiling.
It's the parents of Noah. And Noah, aged 4, and doing so well now. And he started school last month. Well done. This is the beat.